this should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Just Black and White.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
This is the truth.
There's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people.
This is Danny Land.
How about that, Fred? Pat? Got a brand new open there, huh? Kind of aligns us with the times. Yes. Danny Chekalinsky here. I'm your host. This is Danny Land. Mission statement: 90% of the world is stupid. You are part of the 10%. Come to you from Willoughby, Ohio, from the dungeon that is known as my basement. Willoughby, Ohio is about 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland, rock and roll capital of the world. My mood changes by the minute. It really does. I got many disabilities, all right? But I won't go into that because it's not about me, all right? It's about us. We've got 10 more days of mandatory lockdown here in Ohio, Michigan. Jesus Christ. You lost your right. You're never going to be free again. Now a petition going around demanding that Netflix, I'm not making this up, all right? Follow me, all right? We all enjoy the Netflix, yes? There's a petition going around demanding that Netflix be free until the virus is shut down. Free? Why punish those that are successful for those that are in trouble? What's wrong with people? Where does it end? Wine, lottery tickets, smokes. Look, Bill Gates has money. He deserves it. He created a freaking machine that we cannot operate without. Should he pay my internet bill? Many people, all right, let's go back here. Many people have received their stimulus check. I have not, and I'm not complaining. I'm fine. Don't worry about me. So many people, maybe you have already received your stimulus check for the government. A lot of people out there that want another one. Look, we got another 10 days of doing it their way. I agree with that, okay? Then I take my freedom and my rights back. If I die, and again, I'm at high risk. Got a pacemaker, high blood pressure. I'm not really wearing 36-inch waist jeans either, all right? Fat ass. Here's the thing, all right? I'm not going to die in my fucking basement wearing a mask and rubber gloves, all right? I'm going outside. I'm going in the woods. I'm going on my Harley. I'm going to the store to get a piece of fish and a freaking six-pack, all right? And when it comes time for me to venture out here, you better leave me alone. I'm not bothering anyone. I'm expressing my rights to freely assemble. Yeah, First Amendment rights, if you didn't know that, okay? Don't come in my space. We tried it your way. Now we're going to continue on in life my way. Yeah. Hey, you want to get a hold of me? And I like that a lot. Not like a touching thing, freaky. Freaky pants over there. Radio Danny on Facebook. Radio Danny on Facebook. Great comment on the comment line coming up here in just a bit. Before we get started, I also, you know who Mayor de Blasio is? I hope you do, friends, right? He's the fucking mayor of New York City, okay? And what he wanted is he wanted all the New Yorkers to snitch on each other for violating these social distancing rules, all right? So he had this new tip line set up, all right? He thought it was going to be all great. He's going to find out about all these New Yorkers breaking all the rules and shit, all right? You know what happened? New Yorkers being New Yorkers. They flooded the tip line with crank complaints, including dick pics and people flipping the bird. Here's one of them, all right? Fuck you. And then they had a meme showing Adolf Hitler and the words, to those turning in your neighbors in local businesses, you did the Reich thing. Yeah. What else here? Other profane messages. A photo of a bowl of gummy candies in the shape of penises and a sign that said, eat a bag of dicks. Nice. stupid politician. I mean, pretending he's the teacher, and then we are the voters, and you know, and we, the voters, I should say, are his students, right? You know, tell on anyone that does bad. Look, Dicko, do your job. Stop getting caught up in partisan politics. Your constituents are dying. They are. And you have a tattletale lie? Stop holding pressers, Mayor. It's only to fulfill your own ego. Just go out there and do something. All right. Let's get started. All right, so this Wuhan virus, this Chinese virus, how bad is it? I don't know. I'm just as confused as you. I found this audio, 55, I'll be 56 in a couple of weeks here, okay? It's a 35-year-old woman in Milwaukee. We're talking the middle, the middle of America, the Midwest. She survived, but listen to this shit here. Listen.
To walk in Leah Blomberg's shoes, one would have to return to their own first steps.
That first time standing again, I felt like I weighed 1,000. It was insane. Basically had to learn to walk again.
Words from a woman who survived COVID-19. At 35, she had no underlying health conditions, but it got so bad she spent 9 days in a coma and on a ventilator, plus a week in the ICU, all away from her husband of 15 years.
Was there ever a point where you thought you weren't going to make it?
It was scary. I mean, especially not being able to have somebody there to hold your hand that you know to explain to you what's going on.
Crazy. So here's a question, right? You probably got the same question I do. So what is this thing? Is it deadly or is it like the common flu? What she said happened to her, I don't want that happening to anybody. You don't want that happening to you. 9 day coma, had to learn to walk again, 35 years old. Like I said, I'm 55. Cancel Christmas. Toe tag for Danny. It goes on. Here in Cleveland, big Amish party, and the Amish got together, and they went freaking crazy.
Geauga County Sheriff's deputies tell us they were here in Huntsburg Township early Sunday morning after receiving a 911 call.
Sheriff's Dispatch, Jevons.
There's a bunch of Amish people over on Buttonsburg Road.
Deputies tell us that around 100 people were having a party this weekend, despite the state's stay-at-home order, which is designed to help slow the spread of COVID-19.
And when we got there was a barn full of people. Some of them ran. There was one that was too intoxicated to run, had to be transported by ambulance.
The sheriff said one person was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge. Another issued a summons for violating the stay-at-home order, and two were charged with underage consumption.
My favorite part of that story is about how about Jebediah being too drunk to run from the cops? Trips over his freaking overalls. 100 kids told their parents they were going to churn butter, and they all end up doing pints of Mad Dog. Freaking Amish in Ohio, are you kidding me? But I was thinking about this, too. I mean, it's really no big deal to lock down the Amish. They're always on lockdown. Think about this. No tablets, no computers, smartphones, no electricity. I mean, if you're in the Amish land and you're a badass, instead of 5 buttons, you got a freaking zipper. Think about that. It'll make sense. A lot of things don't make sense, friends. Idaho. A mother. Yeah, before I talk about this story, I mean, it's one of the things, you know, in the lockdown, I'm thinking about, a lot of regrets I've had in life and shit like that. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to be 56. I really screwed up. I should have had kids. Not that I want to subject them to my parenting. I'm talking completely from a narcissistic and selfish way because I need somebody to do my dishes. Yeah. Kind of lonely when you're just you're a selfish, only child like myself. Anyhow, listen to this. This is how bad it's getting, my friends. Idaho mom arrested for pushing a... She took her kid to the park, okay? Parents out there, you know, they got to be going... Kids are going fucking crazy, you know? Heaven forbid you don't have a charge on the pad. The hell happens? The cable goes out. So mom gets arrested for pushing her kid on the swing.
Do it. Record it.
Okay, this is not... Officer, you don't want to do that. Officer, you don't...
You're being detained.
Am I being arrested or detained? Am I arrested or detained? Someone call Idaho Freedom Foundation right now and get them on the phone.
Call now. I'm recording. Someone else call. Okay, can you call? Her kids are here!
Well, there you go. Welcome to America! April 2020. That's what's going on. You can't even touch your own fucking kid. Like I said, I'm not a parent, but it tears at my very heart. My kid, you know, would be everything in the world to me. You touch my kid. You touch my kid. All rules are off. Is this the America you were raised in? Is this the America you love? I mean, we are no longer the land of the free. You realize that, don't you? What the hell is going on? Let's go to Las Vegas. This is Mayor Carolyn Goodman. She's talking about opening Las Vegas. Yeah.
Mayor Goodman, how do you do that? If you assume everybody is an asymptomatic carrier, Vegas runs on crowds. They run on crowds in small spaces,
yeah.
Interacting with each other, using slot machines, touching the same things, breathing the same filtered air through the casino. A lot of smokers in Vegas, making people highly susceptible to this disease. How do you keep people safe? Do you think it's possible?
Well, absolutely. I mean, consider the fact that we have grown so exponentially here over the past 40 years.
Look, here's the thing, okay? They're both right. This is at this point, they are. Don't sit there and say this is a gray area. Don't tell me that. They can't both be right, but at this point, they are, because we don't know. It's a disease we know very little or nothing about. Vegas was built on greed, crowds, and porn. True? Vegas is going to die in another month if it's left closed down. Governors and mayors and politicians are going to, you know, no pun intended, they're going to have to roll the fucking dice. We can't stay closed. Are we ready to open? I don't know. We don't have a choice. We're going to find out in a hurry, my friends, what this virus is all about. Let's move on. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Yeah, he says, you know, being alive really doesn't freaking matter.
Let's face reality of where we are. In Texas, we have 29 million people. We've lost 495, and every life is valuable, but 500 people out of 29 million, and we're locked down, and we're crushing the average worker. We're crushing small business. We're crushing the markets. We're crushing this country. And what I said when I was there are more important things than living.
Ooh.
And that's saving this country for my children and my grandchildren, and saving this country for all of us. And I don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. But man, we got to take some risks and get back in the game and get this country back up and running.
A lot of people think that that's really radical, what he said. Let me explain something to you, okay? And I have credibility because I told you back in January, go back on the podcast, all right? Go back on the podcast, like, you know, second, third week. Told you this virus is going to be a fucking problem. Then I sounded crazy. I sounded like a conspiracy theorist. And now I sound like a freaking genius. Anyhow, this message, you know, the do or die message, is going to become more common as we approach May. Millions of people, look, let's be honest here. Millions of people have lost their jobs through no fault of their own. I mean, we have been attacked, and what do? Let's be honest. We ran to the basement. That's fine. I said before, that's the government's way. And again, I think we all give them 30 days of their way, and then we have to do what needs to be done. Collateral damage. Yeah, more people are going to die. I know that. I just don't understand or can even come close to comprehending not fighting back. Still with me, friends? Good. Got a great call coming up on the comment line. Yeah. It's one of those days already, let me tell you. All right. Follow me here, okay? Back in January, I told you about this Wuhan virus, all right? I did. That's why I do it. I got, you know, everybody was poo-pooing and I brought it up. I said, there's going to be a problem. I'm going to go back. I'm going to look at that. I'll play it for you. Well, now it's become the biggest story of your lifetime and perhaps many lifetimes to come. And I'm going to give you another tip here, okay? I want you to watch out for something. Watch out for a war with Iraq. They're animals. They could attack at any time.
Fox News alert now. President Trump putting Iran on notice, tweeting, quote, this. Upon information and belief, Iran or its proxies are planning a sneak attack on U.S. troops and or assets in Iraq. If this happens, Iran will pay a very heavy price indeed.
The president expanding on his warning at the White House press briefing yesterday. Listen.
We just have information that they were planning something, and it's very good information. It was led by Iran, not necessarily Iran, but by groups supported by Iran, but that to me is Iran. And we're just saying, don't do it. Don't do it. It would be a very bad thing for them if they did it.
Damn right. Iran, Iraq, does it really matter? These are savage people. Come on. They can't be trusted. They need to be, you have to watch them, you know? Got to watch them like a new pit bull puppy, because the first time that you turn your back on this pissant, they're going to chew something up. Chew up your couch. Chew up your fucking sofa. Shit on your walls. Pit bull puppy. Iraqi citizen. Same thing. That's why they're always by one of those 55-gallon drums on fire. They shit in there, and then they light it on fire, and then they throw it like a... I don't know. Not making any sense. Let me. Here's the thing. The one thing about the virus, all right? Let me get back on track here. The virus has convinced me even more that we need to close down our borders, all right? You know, it's just... Nobody bitching about the wall when Americans are freaking dying. It's true. Enough of what I think. What do you think? We got a 24-hour comment line here on Danny Land, 7 days a week, 561-318-3702. This is Tony.
Hey, Danny, this is Tony. Hey, man, I took care of that thing there with Bobby. I put him, gotta be careful what you say on a cell phone, so I put him on quarantine. Yeah, for the COVID thing there. I do want me to take care of that thing with him. So Bobby is in the quarantine, just like we talked about. And the other thing is, there's the other thing about Anthony. I didn't know if you wanted me to take care of that, but I just thought, you know, those two, they talk together, you know, in close quarters, if you know what I'm saying. You know, they talk too close, but they're not within the 6 feet, you know. So I went ahead, I put Anthony in quarantine also for you. So that should take care of our score now. I don't want to, you know, I'm going to make no problems with you. Okay, Danny, you be good. Now let me know if you need anything else. I washed your car, by the way. I put it back in the garage. And I cleaned out the trunk. It was a little messy. All right. Talk to you later. We appreciate you, though, Danny. Keep up the good work on your show, too, by the way. Go ahead and break your cell phone now.
It's great. I cleaned up the car. I cleaned up the trunk. It was kind of messy. It's funny. Anyhow, break your cell phone at the end. Classy. 561 318 37-02. One more thing here. So it's a big news, and we'll step away from the Wuhan virus. All right, my friends. Wind it on kind of like a lifestyle piece, if you will. Rob Gronkowski, we know who this character is, this cat. Well, he got traded to Tampa Bay, where Tom Brady is.
After a year away from football, one of the league's most dominant and fun-loving players is coming back. Yes, Rob Gronkowski is coming back to football, and he's joining Tom Brady in Tampa Bay after the Patriots and the Buccaneers agreed to a trade on Tuesday afternoon. Gronkowski still has to pass a physical, but if that all goes through, then we'll see the reunion in Tampa.
Jeez, how shitty was that announcer, huh? I mean, come on, seriously. I know that. I mean, you're getting spoiled with me because I'm pretty fucking good. But that guy was pretty freaking bad. Anyhow. He's working. I'm not. I'm not complaining. I'm fine. All right. Now, first of all, okay, let's talk about Gronkowski. He's, you know, and again, if you're saying, well, what do you know about sports? Okay, I did sports talk, all right, in Tampa, all right? Oh. You just go to RadioDanny.com. You can hear the demos when I was on the fan. So I know what I'm doing here. Gronkowski is not the greatest tight end ever. He's the greatest tight end to play with Tom Brady. All right, let's clarify here. So the question is, how much is that Brady and how much is that Gronk? Gronk is, he's no Tony Gonzalez, or let me go back, all right? Let me go back into the 70s. Ozzie Newsome. Rob Gronkowski, here you go. Here's a comparison, okay? He's the Tiger King of football. More of a Belushi on Animal House, all right? It's really sexy right now for you to hear these announcers or to click on your favorite website there, and you see that Bronk and, first of all, Bronk, Brady, Bronk, yeah, it should be Bronk. You know, are they even going to play in 2020? That's up for grabs. I'm not convinced there's going to be a football season as of yet. I'm not. Anyhow, so Brady and Gronk and Tampa Bay, it means Super Bowl, right? I would agree with you if it were 2013. You got a great quarterback, and you have a drunk uncle in his 30s. That's not a Super Bowl. It's fun to watch. It's not a championship, all right? Everybody stay safe. Have a good weekend. Talk again on Monday. Danny Chekalinski here, Radio Danny on Facebook. Be my friend. Need a favor, too. Need to tell just one person about the podcast. Whatever you want to do. Forward it to them. Put it on their Facebook page. You do the Twitter thing. Tweet it on Twitter, LinkedIn. Post it on LinkedIn. Yeah, whatever the case may be. We're all kind of in this together, right? Yeah. Be safe. We'll talk again on Monday.
Shut up and sit down.
You have just experienced the truth.
Those asinine morons who canceled us were themselves fired for incompetence.
Make sure to tune in again to Danny Land.
I'm charming and clever, and I can unhook a bra with my toes.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.